Good morning. Steve Sherlock here from Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. Another Friday, another cold day in New England. Although we actually have a forecast that says 40 degrees for 2 days in a row. That must be the wrong forecast. That certainly hasn't been what we've seen at all this winter. Once the snow came, we've been in a deep freeze. I think we did have one of those roller coaster periods where it got up to 40 and then dropped to below zero overnight. And, there was some precipitation in intermixed with that as well. So, yeah, it's been one of those fun winters. Lots of snow still around. Lots of side roads are still covered with snow. People having to slow down, which is hard sometimes. People like to go where they want to go, get where they want to get to without a hassle, and yet bundling up, driving slowly, trying to peek around corners because the snow piles are so high. There is a reason that stop signs, for example, are at a standard height. The piles in most corners are getting close to covering the stop signs. So there's a reason for them to be as tall as they are. Just look around the snow piles. We can see there's still a stop sign there. So, but that's New England. That's weather. And it's supposed to be soccer in a couple of weeks. Yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting. So what's up in your area? What's going on in your space? Are you suffering through the winter too? Or are you in the southern hemisphere and enjoying the warmth of summertime? Interesting how the world is so quickly joined around to each other. Things are being found out here and there so quickly. Word travels fast via the news and all the interweb social media devices. Amazing things happening. Just a quick networking story. Was at a conference this week. Turned around and saw a colleague from a former location, former company, said hi. There was somebody else with them, said hi to that person as well. Got introduced to a third. In the course of the discussion, she's trying to get at another company. So I said, sure, connect. I know I've got some connections at this other company. I don't know who they are offhand, but let's connect on LinkedIn. And if the network can help, then so be it. So conference goes. I do get the invitation later that night. I accept, check out her profile. And then on the train platform the next morning, heading back into the conference for day two, I turn around and who's standing behind me? The same lady. I didn't even know she lived in town. And she was riding the train. So you never can tell what's going to happen. You know, connections are interesting, to say the least. So you always have to be on your best behavior, which generally I am. I think you know that. because you never know. You never know where somebody's going to see you. You never know what's going to happen. And the tagline that I've used for a while, you know, facilitate the network and then let the net work. That's a good way to go. You know, and if you've established your brand, people know you for what you can do, you are dependable, you do deliver, then the network will work for you and not against you. So that's the quick insight on this cold Friday. Recording inside again today because it is so cold outside. I couldn't keep my hands exposed for too long. And once I finish recording, then I get a post and add a picture and all that kind of stuff. So I need to be warm. Then I got to get ready to go to work. And maybe you do too. So we'll sign off. Have a good Friday. Have a great weekend. And until next time, Steve Sherlock from Steve's Two Cents here in frozen Franklin, Mass. Till next time, take care.